This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Just have to keep our focus. That's what we have to do, okay? Keep your focus. Do not grow weary in doing good and doing right. It's the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Hey, just in time for the holiday season, Easter, just around the corner, a great movie that opens up today on the big screen, The Case for Christ. Yes, you've heard that title before, and you've heard us talk with Lee Strobel, who is the author of the book of the same name that has sold millions of copies, best-selling book. Incredible story about Lee Strobel that in 1980, it was Lee, who was an award-winning investigative reporter, decides, because his wife, you know, starts discovering Christianity and her life is changing. And he goes, oh, this is a bunch of bunk. I mean, he was a self-proclaimed atheist, said, he didn't believe in it. So he figures he's going to use his investigative skills as a an editor at the Chicago Tribune. He's going to exercise his God-given skills to disclaim Christ. And so he sets out to interview all these doctors, these top experts, and to investigate to see, okay, is this really true? You know, did God really say, is this legit? And in the process of his investigations and his discovery, he comes up with this this book, The Case for Christ, and becomes convinced himself that this is legitimate. And the rest, as they say, about his life story is well-documented history. He has become an experienced proponent. As I say to people, experience defines preference, and his preference is for Christ. It is for a Christian way of life, he and his wife, and heavily involved full-time in ministry. This is most amazing, you know, what has happened, quite a career, and as Lee will tell you, and as he shared with us many times as we've discussed this before, I mean, it's kind of amazing that from this book, now you go to the theater, and tonight you will see it on the big screen that opens today, The Case for Christ. We'd hoped to have been talking to Brian Bird. Brian is the screenwriter and co-producer based in Hollywood, so it's still probably early there. And, you know, he may have been rather excited thinking about, hey, tonight's the big night. It's on the big screen. I'm sure he probably went to a premiere last night and so was unable to be here with us. But I can tell you, you're going to look forward to it. This is a good movie. And like I said, just in time for the Easter season. And for those of you who may be sitting on the fence and are looking for that evidence, looking for, that reason to believe, we'll take it from somebody who put a lot of work into disproving who Jesus Christ said he was, who Jesus Christ is, and what he means to the world of eternity, and what he means to us here and now, and as I say, just in time for the Easter season. So it opens tonight. Enjoy the movie, The Case for Christ, and then let us know your thoughts at hashtag BML Talk. You know, what your thoughts were about the movie, and look forward to hearing your report and insight on that. Lee Strobel's multiple million-selling book, Case for Christ, now brought to the big screen. And that will be on tonight at a theater near you. So enjoy the movie, The Case for Christ, just in time for Easter. So much more to talk about, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you along with us. We're coming on 5 minutes after the top of the hour, as always. You can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. You know, our past interviews, things you might want to share. You want to load them up on a podcast or on your iPhone or some other recording device and listen at the gym and at your own convenience. By all means, our gift to you, it's all right there for you to download at BillMartinezLive.com. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up right after this.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing. We better stop.
Well, we're back with you, America. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and with us right now, the Lolo girl. Yes, we're talking Lucy herself. Yes, alive and in person. Yes, college professor, national speaker, media expert, nationally known, infamous she is, Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Lolo, how are we doing?
Every time you introduce me, I chuckle.
Yeah. That's the way we roll here, you know, and anytime I can get you to chuckle, it's a good thing. Hey, do you got your Easter bonnet already?
My Easter bonnet, I can't believe you just asked me that because I did get my Easter dress last week. Mm-hmm. And the shop, I got it. I was talking to my friend because it's connected to where I get my head did every week. And I said, look, I've got to get a Easter hat because I really do wear Easter hats every single Easter. My mother did it, and now I did it. She said, we don't have any. I said, girl, you got to get some.
So I remember seeing you look so cute in your Easter bonnets and your hats. I've seen pictures of you before.
If y'all ever see me in a bonnet, that means I've been packed away at the assisted living. Or worse.
either that or Robin's back to doing your hair again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Y'all know you better make a quick phone call if you ever see me in a bonnet with my bangs all cut up real high.
Well, it's close. They're kind of straight, honey. I mean, what's the problem, right?
Yeah, y'all should have seen us last night trying to get stitches out of our dog's belly because our dog had to have a little surgery. And I'm like, we forgot to take him back to the vet to get the stitches out. And so we're sitting there.
What's this, like 3 months later or something? You guys forgot to take him?
It's been a couple of weeks.
Okay.
So we've got him flipped over like a turtle on his back. And we're looking, and I'm like, don't do it. That's his skin. Don't cut it. Robin's like, for heaven's sake. And then he's digging in my nail bag, trying to find scissors that are, the really small, skinny kind. And so I'm like, I don't have my glasses. Give me your glasses.
So you're on national radio telling me that you're practicing medicine without a license, you and your husband?
We were.
And this poor dog's looking up like, you guys really know what you're doing?
Yeah, I didn't say try this at home. I just tried it. But my husband's way blinder than me, so his glasses are thick. Where I just have, like the readers, and mine are only like a 1.5. He wears glasses all the time. I'm like, give me your glasses. So he gave me the glasses, and I got those suckers out. But he's like, you pull, and because it's like in the skin, he's like, it's not cut. I'm like, no, it's cut, but we got to pull it.
They've been there for a couple of weeks. They kind of like,
they become one with your body.
With your skin, yeah. You're pulling out, stitches and skin at the same time. Oh, God.
Well, that happened with Knox a couple weeks ago. He banged his head up because he is just into everything. And I was like, we got to get the stitches out. So we go to the doctor. He goes, how long has it been? I'm like, not that long. He said he had the best attitude. He said he just rolled with it. He didn't cry or anything. So I think the bottom line is you don't want to get stitches around us.
Yeah, I get
it. Be there for a while.
Either that or you better have a a calendar post-it note right on your chest reminding mom and dad that, hey, look, at 7 days,
it's
I'm due back.
Exactly.
That's great. Well, speaking of Easter, we were just talking about, the celebrated book from Lee Strobel that you know about,
yeah.
And I know you've talked with Lee as well, A Case for Christ, millions of copies it has sold. I mean, just incredibly successful. And it comes to the big screen tonight, which is exciting.
I know. I was telling Robin, I said, we have got to see that, because it's funny. I don't know why people think I would know, but I've gotten some texts from different people going, Lauren, where is that going to be in my city? And I'm like, okay, Fandango. I mean, Google.
Yeah, right.
They're coming to me, so I'm going to the movie site and taking screenshots of where it's going to be showing in their city and what time.
Well, see, the problem is, on your Facebook, you got that picture of you dressed up in a box of popcorn, so they think you're Miss Cinema.
Exactly.
That's it. You know,
explains it all. But we are going to see it. Have you seen it yet? Did you pre-screen?
Yes. I had a chance to see it. And you're going to be blessed. And it's great. I think just in time for the holiday season, for us to consider. I mean, for us, I got to tell you, I still probably one of my most favorite Easter movie, of course, is Passion for Christ. Including that 20 minutes, that brutal scene, 20 minutes, it really seals what Jesus did for us, and very powerful. But in this presentation, this is Lee Strobel. I mean, as an atheist, saying he didn't believe in God. I mean, his wife, meanwhile, she's turning to Christ, and things are changing. And he goes, "Well, I'm basically going to prove you're an idiot," you know, in a nice sort of way.
Yeah.
And he uses his God-given, go figure, God-given investigative skills. He was an editor in Chicago at the Chicago Tribune. He says, "I'm going to go prove this wrong." So he puts all his effort and resources and everything to prove that Christ is a fraud. And so he goes out. I mean, he doesn't go out and just go out for anecdotal information. He's out there talking to experts. I mean, these are all, PhD heavy interviews that he's doing. And and through the process, the facts and the truth are just too heavy for him to bear.
Well, and our prayer is that people would see the film that are skeptical and that still aren't convinced, which a lot of times are people that are very intelligent, like
right,
him.
Right, exactly.
And to go, wow. And do you remember seeing the pictures of Matthew McConaughey reading that book? You remember
yes.
It was kind of a big conversation in the media
right.
for a while, like, what, is he becoming a Christian now? Or what? And yeah. I remember going, that is awesome, that someone that might be going, I really want to know what this is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whether you're a Christian yet or not, to know more, because if we are able to understand it from that perspective, then maybe we can have conversations we didn't think we could have with people mm-hmm. who don't believe.
Well, God calls us to reason with him. And one of the things that has come up recently in my devotion time and in my talking with God in prayer time is the idea of being reasonable. Like, like what we're dealing with here in our own culture right now, we've got mm-hmm. people that are unreasonable. You can't reason with people that are unreasonable.
You can't. Mm-hmm.
So you got to, and this is why the truth is so important, because to me, the truth is neutral. You pursue the truth, and it's not about being a Republican or Democrat. I mean, the truth mm-hmm. is the truth. And mm-hmm. those are the facts, Jack, as Bill Murray would say. And
period.
Yeah, exactly. So those are neutral. So let's pursue the fact. If we do that, then we can reason together. It's not about ideology. It's not, somebody loving Barack Obama more than somebody that hates him. Or, I mean, that's out the window. Let's just find out, hey, what works? What works for your family? What works for you? The reason that you and I can have this conversation. I mean, we've all been there. I mean, we were knuckleheads, and we thought we knew a better way, and mm-hmm. some of us a little bit more passionately than others. But through this process and through this decision, this reasoning together first, and then doing what God says, go ahead, test it. Try it out. I mean, first of all, I mean, I'm a big enough God. I can reason with you. I can reason with the most knucklehead of knuckleheads. I'm not threatened.
Yeah, can't we all?
So then you go through the process, and then you say, okay. And you test, and you go, that works. That works, too. Hey, how about that?
Well, you're studying to show yourself approved.
Right.
That's
but it's going through, and through each experience, of seeing the faithfulness and witnessing the faithfulness of God and witnessing the change in your life. I mean, that's what attracted Lee Strobel. I mean, he sees his wife. She's become a Christian. There's something different in this woman.
Yeah.
You know, what alien came in and got into my wife's body? And then later on, hey, I'm thinking I'm liking this alien. I want to make sure this alien sticks around, maybe, you know. So, hey, our conversation with Lauren Kitchen Stewart continues. Stay with us, America, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Finally got to call my mama down in Georgia because I finally did get married. I said, I bet the man of my dreams, mama. She said, oh, praise God, is he a pastor? I said, no, mama, better. Doctor? I said, no, mama, he's a comedian. Hello? Hello? I said, don't worry about it, mama. He's half Korean and half Irish. Do you know what that means? Our kids are going to go to any college they want, okay? My husband is an amazing man. He is Korean, Irish, and 1/16 Native American. Booyah! That's what I'm talking about. My kids are getting a scholarship and a casino. Thank you, Jesus.
God is so good.
Bill Martinez, live.
My kids are getting a college education and a casino. I love this. That is way too.
That was, though.
I don't know who that, you know, that's Big Wave Dave, you know, dropping in some stuff. Obviously, a Christian comedian, a comedian, I guess. And,
but it's not
very.
Tonda Pierce. It sounds like something she would say, but that girl doesn't have the same accent, but that's funny.
Very funny stuff, no doubt about it. Well, hey, you gotta have a sense of humor. You take yourself too seriously, then you, you know, get yourself all twisted up, because we got serious things that we're dealing with, and it looks like,
I've never had that problem. I've never had that problem.
You've been wired so tight. Oh, hey, I just heard Robin pass out. He just thump hit the ground. He's just
given up being worried about what I'm gonna say all the time. And my mother, it used to say this to me and my father, and she said I was born into it naturally, because both sides of our family are just wide open.
Yes.
And my mom used to go to me and my dad, she would go, "You don't have to say everything you think, Lauren." And I was like, "Why not?"
Yeah, exactly.
5 years old. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Exactly. Robin's loving this because he's writing a book. He's just writing all these Laurenisms, you know. And here we are. We're just capturing them all. He's going to make $1 billion, you know. So
as long as it doesn't go into a Robinism, that's why he gets nervous. He doesn't care if I tell my mess, as long as I don't tell his.
You don't get into his mess.
Because he'll be like, "Oh, you have me." And sometimes he has to say, "You said that." I'm like, "Well, honey, people learn and know they're not alone because I share it." He goes, "Well, you didn't have to share that."
Yeah. Yeah. On a national radio stage, we got millions of people listening in, you know, whole deal. I know it is interesting, because I got to tell you, my wife, the same way, you know, Mona, and she is just out there. She's, you know, she's, everything's bare. And,
yeah, I was gonna say, she's not private. Like,
No. And of course I was very private person. I've been this way, you know, and nature of being in the radio business for many years. I mean, for many years, Lauren, people didn't even know how old I was. They didn't know if I was married. I had kids. I just was a very private person.
I guess you are, because, I mean, I've never thought of you being private, but then I'm going, you know, I don't think I did know those things about you till I'd worked with you for a while.
Right, exactly. Well, yeah, until you were around my wife for about 2 minutes.
And then
Yeah, she just lays it all out there, you know, and so it's like, oh my gosh, you know. So he is a human being. He's not an android. But yeah, exactly. I mean, she's wide open. But yeah, like you say, and I understand what Robin's saying. It's like, hey, it's one thing if you're out there bearing your own soul without a filter, but it's like, but hey, our soul, our corporate soul, our life, you know, can you kind of, you know, hold that back a little bit, you know, so.
Well, you got to learn to use wisdom. And see, my problem was I would just bear it all to everyone all the time, and then you couldn't trust certain people with that information.
Right,
and
exactly.
So that's why I've had to go, okay, now think through it, be careful, because everyone doesn't have pure motives. Not that you can control that, but, you know, just to guard. So, and I've really had to work through guarding your heart, for it's the wellspring of life. It's where life flows from.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of been my journey.
Yeah, and then you say to God, you say, what about that verse that says, you know, we can confess one to another, that we would pray to one another, they would be healed. And you go, well, that's because those other elements that people aren't picking up on, you know, they don't mind, you know, hearing your confession, but they're not interested in praying or you being healed. They just want to, hear the stuff, you know?
Right, exactly. And that's human nature.
Yes.
And so I'm trying to teach my kids that now. So I'm becoming my mother. Where Channing will be saying all kind of stuff, and I'm not quite as southern as my mom. I'm not saying, "Channing, you don't have to say everything you think," but I'm saying that to her. But I'm saying, "Channing, don't say that."
I was going to say that's not your rhythm. Your mother's rhythm was your mother's rhythm. Your rhythm is not anything.
Do you remember my mother?
Oh, of course I do. Of course I do. I mean, your mother is like, She is an LP, you know, back in the days when there were the big albums, you know, she's an LP pace. You are at a 45 turned up a little bit.
Well, it's because she was like that.
Yeah.
So I grew up going, "What are you going to say? Just say it. What are you I mean, she was always, "Well, let me think about it." So I came you know, to this place of being this way because she was so slow. And she said, I haven't always been like this. I've learned to be this way. And I'm like, oh, give me a break. But see, I was speaking at 6 months of age, which is a little bit crazy. Yeah. And my mother was so careful and so guarded that I think that that's why she's like, I'm not having any more kids. This is going to take everything I got to raise this wild horse.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. 6 months?
Hey, let's...
That's nuts.
Yeah, okay, so let's talk a little bit about this nuclear option. It was Harry Reid option. Now, let me explain to you, because some people misunderstand, you know, especially in light of bombs bursting in air over Syria, they may misunderstand. But
like, is that the nuclear?
Yeah, it's like, no. Let's separate the two here. Okay, the deal was is that Harry Reid, and this was at the federal level, federal judgeships, okay, not the Supreme Court. This is the first time it's been exercised for the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. And that is that basically you just need a majority vote, 51 votes, to confirm. Before it had to be 60. And that was only probably in the last 80 years. Initially it was a majority. Then it got changed, moved to 60. That was all fine and well until the Democrats came into power with Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi and all that stuff and said, look at, you know, the, Republicans, they're just obstructionists. They're blocking the way. So this justifies this new option. So we're going to exercise a nuclear option. Now he was warned that, what you do will come back and hit you. Kind of like that scene from Red October, right?
And bite you.
It will come back and explode on you. Well, here it is. It's gone full circle. So the warning to the Republicans is, guess what? Now that you've done this, you said it, it's out of the barn now. So now we're not talking about just federal judgeships. We're talking now the Supreme Court. It looks good right now that the Republicans are in power, and hopefully they stay that way because Donald Trump, it's estimated he could have another three more Supreme Court judges that he could nominate and put before Congress. And now that the precedent is there, and that it's at 51, this is the nuclear option, what they refer to as the Harry Reid option, nuclear option, because it's, you know, like they went ballistic, you know, and said, okay, we're gonna forget the 60 vote in order to stop a filibuster. Because before, in order to stop the filibuster and to declare closure on it and call the question on the nomination, you needed 60 senators to vote on it. Now, that's no longer the case, and probably forever and ever, amen, it will be 51. That will be the rule.
And that means he will be confirmed later this afternoon.
Yeah, it's a fait accompli.
We're still going, why was this even happening? You know, it's not like this was some converted TV evangelist that they were trying to, you know, I mean, it's like this man is exemplary.
Very well qualified. Yeah, without
but
a doubt.
Just throwing something out there, and that's what Robin and I were talking about this morning. He said the bottom line with all these things is making Donald Trump's 4 years so difficult, like there's chaos going all the time, and painting that picture for people at every turn, no matter, you know, how big of an issue it is or how small of an issue it is, making everything an issue.
Well, the thing is, you and I are concerned about this, and about two-thirds of the country are concerned. About a third of the country goes, big whoop. They could care less about the Supreme Court. They don't see that it matters whatsoever. But these are the same people that don't even know the U.S. Constitution exists.
Well, exactly. Because I'm like, when a Supreme Court, you know, judge is going to be there until they're 110, we need to be concerned about it.
Right. Not to mention the fact that, you know, what is the rule of law in this country? Is it going to be the U.S. Constitution, or do you have place for Sharia to come in? And believe it or not, there are some people that have place in their own minds that Sharia could come in and be the order of the day here in the United States. But for those of us that are still remain constitutionalists, well, we welcome this new justice. He's gonna come through that front door. I said Clarence Thomas will meet him at the front door and kind of, you know, brush off the flames and some of the dust that he's got.
Give him the bulletproof vest.
Exactly. Oh, Lordy. Hey, well, at least we got that all handled. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the movie, okay?
Yes, I'm going. And you guys go too.
Okay, you got it. Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lolo.
This report is brought to you by Odor Eaters. Ripley's Believe It or Not hosted the annual National Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest in New York City. This year, 7 participants from across the country worked hard to stink up their shoes for a chance to win the national title. But only one rancid pair of sneakers could take the prize of $2,500 with an additional 2-night stay in New York City, tickets to the Broadway show Aladdin, and a supply of Odor Eaters products to kick out the odor from his funky footwear. This year, Connor Slocum was the grand prize winner. Rachel Hertz, Ph.D., author and professor, Brown University.
It's amazing how foul kids' sneakers can get from just everyday activities. These keep getting more rotten every year. We're happy to have this contest where kids can find a place to be themselves and have fun. The Rotten Sneaker Contest allows them to be proud of themselves and just be kids.
To learn more, visit www.odoreaters.com or the Odor Eaters Rotten Sneaker Contest Facebook page.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hey, D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead eyes, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive.
Bill Martinez, live.
Come alive.
It's as if the international community and many others cried out to the dry bones of the U.S. military and said, come alive. And it did come alive. And the world is reacting to President Trump's airstrikes on the Syrian base last night. And when I heard the news immediately, I wanted to call Michael Rubin and get his perspective on what was happening there. Michael Rubin, of course, has been with us with regularity, and it's always an honor to have his perspective and his reasonable insight into issues like this. Michael is a former Pentagon official, an American Enterprise Institute scholar. His book, Dancing with the Devil, The Perils of Engaging Rogue Regimes, as a former Pentagon official, his major research areas are the Middle East, Turkey, Iran, and diplomacy. Michael Rubin, thank you so much for having the time, getting away from the kids for a moment to come here and be able to talk to us.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. It's a pleasure to be talking with you.
Okay, so break it down to us. What happened?
So basically what happened is President Trump ordered the launch of 59 Tomahawk missiles, each with about a 1,000-pound explosive warhead, and decimated the Syrian air base, which was suspected of being complicit in the launch of chemical weapons against Syrian civilians on Tuesday. It was a very limited strike, but if you were on that base, it was shock and awe. It wasn't just symbolic, one missile being thrown into the base. It was designed to destroy all the airplanes on the base, all the structure of that base, and it sent a signal not only to Bashar al-Assad that red lines would be enforced, but it also sent a signal to North Korea, to Iran, to Russia, that the United States was back.
Well, interesting, too, that this happens as President Xi is at Mar-a-Lago, right?
Well, that's absolutely the case. Now, that may just be coincidence. No one knew when Bashar al-Assad was going to launch chemical weapons at civilians. But what it does really reinforce is the fact that the United States is going to defer things to the United Nations if the United Nations can't handle things. It's not going to use the United Nations as an excuse for incompetence. And remember, back in 2013, there was a deal struck to remove all of Bashar al-Assad's chemical weapons.
Exactly.
Russia was supposed to guarantee that deal. What Donald Trump has signified is that if deals are empty, the United States isn't going to abide by one-sided deals if the other side isn't going to abide by them. And so that's what's important for China to see, especially with regard to North Korea, because what happened in Syria could just as easily happen in North Korea.
Well, Michael, to that point, in terms of what Russia failed to do, it definitely makes them, as I believe it was Tillerson who said, either they're just incompetent or, willfully, just willfully disobedient or disagreeable in compromising the very promise that they made to the international community by allowing Syria to have these weapons of warfare.
Well, you're absolutely right, Bill, and I think the Russians are very, very upset with Bashar al-Assad right now simply because he embarrassed them. Russia's been punching above its weight for some time. It's been coasting on the perception of the strength rather than reality of strength, and the reason they were able to do that, be perceived as so strong, was because, frankly, the United States was acting so weak. But with this, in defiance of Russian warnings, with the unilateralism of this, it showed that Putin is emperor with no clothes. Mm-hmm. And in effect, what this has done is not only decimate Syria's chemical weapons base, but it's also deflated Putin's image in the view of Europe, in the view of the Middle East, in the view of Israel, in the view of East Asia. And so this is one of the reasons why the Kremlin spokesman last night said, our commitment to Bashar al-Assad isn't unnegotiable. So
right.
What I expect is going to happen over the next week is Secretary of State Tillerson is going to go to Moscow. He's going to meet with his Russian counterparts. And for the first time, we're actually going to have a chance at real diplomacy because the age of posturing is over. We know what Russia's red lines are. Russia, for the first time, knows what our red lines are. And so we can get down to the business of deciding what happens here.
And we hear the echoes of Marco Rubio over the campaign saying that our allies no longer trust us, our enemies no longer fear us. The tide is turning, it would seem, on that statement.
Well, that's absolutely the case. What Donald Trump did, and again, it was a very limited, very calibrated action, means more than 1,000 meetings at luxury hotels or 1,000 diplomatic cocktail parties. What he showed is that our rhetoric is no longer empty.
Mm-hmm. Well, no doubt about it. And domestically, what does that say in terms of this supposed alliance that Donald Trump had with Putin?
Well, I mean, Donald Trump said he could get along with Putin, but what he's about to say is, he's going to calibrate U.S. diplomacy to the reality of the world situation rather than to simply the mirage of it. If Putin wants to play along, Putin will play along. But you know what? Like I said, I think this could actually enable a much more productive relationship with Russia because for the first time, Russia is going to take us seriously. Weakness does not make peace. Symbolism of strength does.
Exactly. And for China as well, they're put on notice that they better reel in their little brat brother, North Korea, because as you know, Michael, once you start executing military action, it's a little bit easier the second time, isn't it?
Well, it absolutely is. And you know, the analogy you made or you hinted at, Bill, is absolutely apt. I mean, Syria is to Russia what North Korea is to China. The North Korean regime couldn't survive without China running interference for it and China supplying it. And so you're absolutely right. But the difference between Damascus and Pyongyang, the difference between Syria and North Korea, is the capital of South Korea, one of our major trading partners, a major democracy, is surrounded on three sides by North Korea. I mean, when you look at the map, and it's within artillery range from three sides, and so there's a fear that if there's any strike on North Korea that doesn't take out that artillery, the Syrians could simply willy-nilly start lobbing shells at a major metropolis. This is one of the reasons why I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing an Israeli-style anti-missile system being deployed in South Korea, simply to give us the option and protect the population of Seoul, South Korea, from this eventuality.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Israel, because that was my next question to you. Benjamin Netanyahu wasted no time in lauding praises for the president and his actions against Syria.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And Sohrab Ahmadi, who writes editorials for the Wall Street Journal, pointed out aptly, I think, that, you know, this proves Benjamin Netanyahu right when it comes to his criticisms of the Iranian nuclear deal. We can't guarantee security on the promises of the Russians or the United Nations to do right. And so the fact of the matter is, Netanyahu was right all along that the problem wasn't simply the Islamic State. The problem was the type of terrorism which was coming from Iran and its allies and its pockets like Syria and Hezbollah as well.
Right. Well, Michael, domestically, what impact will this have? Chuck Schumer is in agreement with President Trump, which is, you know, in some of the bipartisan response was encouraging to hear this morning. Do we have any hope as a result of this is possibly breaking up the quagmire a little bit and getting this government operating? Is that possible?
Well, I think in foreign policy it will. And remember, Trump was facing not only opposition from Democrats, but also, frankly, from Republicans. And so this has actually smoothed a lot of feathers down as people see that Donald Trump means what he says and that he's responsible, that he's listening to people like Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis and National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster.
Michael, we got about 30 seconds. What do we look forward to through this weekend?
Well, I mean, this weekend, Syria is going to be picking up the pieces, but I expect what's going to happen isn't going to hit the headlines. We're going to see a lot of quiet sealers between Russia and the United States. It's not in Putin's interest to escalate right now. And you know what? One of the things that really reassured me is that we have a hotline to commanders in Russia, and we were able to make sure that no Russian forces were on that base so that we didn't escalate above and beyond. This was
That's
a responsible
great.
Strike.
We got to leave it there, Michael. Thank you so much. Michael Rubin.
This is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
I know you're real, and I know you can. They know the value with your mighty hand. But even if you don't, my hope is in.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day and independent. 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, the Executive Director of the American Culture and Faith Institute is with us, George Barna, who has filled executive roles in politics, marketing, advertising, media development, research, and ministry, founded the Barna Research Group back in 1984, now known as the Barna Group. Helped it become a leading marketing research firm focused on the intersection of faith and culture before selling it in 2009. Currently the president as well of the Meta Formation, a faith development organization. George Barna, good to have you with us. Always on Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks, Bill. Always good to be with you.
Well, this weekend, interesting time as we head into the Easter season. Tonight, the release of the movie, The Case for Christ. For those that have been wondering, here is a atheist. His celebrated book sold millions of copies, A Case for Christ, Lee Strobel, as you know, and now comes to the big screen just in time for the Easter season to, I think, not only convict people who have been considering, eternity, number one, but also need something to reconfirm their commitment that they made maybe years ago.
Yeah, I think it's great timing for the movie. You know, Lee was involved with the development of it very closely, and so I'm real anxious to see it. You know, I saw him recently, and he was feeling really good about it. And I think one of the great things about a movie like that is that even for individuals who've decided to commit their life to Christ, it contains information and perspectives that will reinforce things that perhaps we've forgotten about or we don't talk or think about very much, but that are really critically important to our day-to-day decision-making, our lifestyle foundations and choices, all of that. So I think it's going to be a really neat experience.
Well, and this is what we appreciate, all the work that you do, because you keep it to the forefront, George, in giving us evidence how people are feeling and how not only how they're feeling, but how they're experiencing their faith walk and how it collides with American culture. Are we being the salt and light that God commanded us to be? And if we're not, I mean, there's evidence clearly why that is not the case.
Yeah, and I think often there are little shreds of information that come out of these surveys that when you stop and think about them, it's like, whoa, that's a big deal.
Right.
And so, you know, recently finding, for instance, that 7 out of 10 born-again Christians don't even share their faith during the course of a year. I mean, that's kind of shocking. But because our choices have consequences, you think about the long-term consequences of Christians not sharing their faith in Christ with people who they believe have a whole different set of beliefs.
Right.
And, you know, it's the same kind of thing as when we look at population figures and that a nation's population rate falls below that replacement rate, the 2.1 replacement rate of children in a household. And it's that same thing for the faith community as well. If Christians aren't sharing their faith, well, then we really can't expect churches to continue to grow and religious liberty to continue to have advocates and for us to be able to worship when and where we want, how we want. All of these things are connected, so we've got to see those connections and realize that we each have responsibilities in all of these areas.
Well, in spite of the culture that collides with any kind of testimony or witness for God, as if God needs a witness, I mean, every day you wake up and you see clear evidence of God's effect on his world and on his creation. You just choose to sear your conscience and ignore it. But what some people question is, are they really Christians? You know, as one pastor in Southern California, one of his themes this month has been, who said you were a Christian anyway? So it calls to question, you know, did you really make a heartfelt commitment? You know, when I did some work with the Billy Graham Association, the Evangelistic Association, especially in Los Angeles, we had thousands and thousands of people come forward, 10 sold out nights there in 19 in the mid 80s. It was an incredible experience. But you prayed that the deal was sealed, that these people had really made a heartfelt commitment. And in much the same way that they could, I guess, be able to excitedly tell their story of, you know, their personal story of conversion. And those that you could hear them articulate the story, and I'm talking about it's some high-level intelligence expression, and maybe even as a simple expression like the blind man who says, I don't understand, but all I know I was and now I am. And that's what you look for. And when I heard and witnessed those kinds of expressions, to me, it gave me a sense of comfort that they really had made the commitment.
Yeah, and I think that's really so critical. You know, we talk about commitment. We also have to talk about community because this is not an event. It's a journey.
Yes.
And so over the course of that journey, our research clearly shows that even the most committed Christians are going to experience ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to understand that that's part of God preparing us for who he made us to be, how he can use us the best based on how we handle the different crises and circumstances and challenges that we face. So, yeah, I mean, it's really something that we have to be in for the long term. This isn't, oh, yeah, well, I did that 30 years ago.
Right.
I'm covered. That's not how it works.
Exactly. And for those of us, and it's not to make it anything exclusive here, George, but what you're saying, and when I say those of us who have appreciated that journey, we understand exactly what you're talking about, that you've heard some people say in Christianese terms, you know, going from glory to glory. And in between those moments, those high points of glory is the valley of the shadow of death where you even question yourself, am I really saved? Am I walking with God here? I'm falling short. But that's what this world gives us an opportunity is to see those differences and to make, you know, to make the choice again, to continue to be born again, born again, born again.
And one of the most interesting things to me that's come out of the research I've been doing the last 5 or 6 years on discipleship, mm-hmm. how people grow spiritually, mm-hmm. is that perhaps the key time for most believers is when they face a crisis. Because typically that's something that God has allowed to have happen in their life. He hasn't necessarily caused it, but he's allowed it to happen because it facilitates their brokenness.
Mm-hmm.
They're being discharged from, you know, being a slave to sin, self, and society, and instead really totally committing themselves to God and his principles and his agenda for their life, that whole surrender portion of what the Christian faith is all about. So brokenness really is one of the things that we struggle with the most as people of faith, because we've bought into a cultural perspective that says if God loves you, he won't let you suffer.
Exactly.
When the reality is that Scripture shows us time after time after time that God's most trusted and devoted servants suffered in their service to him, because it was one of the ways of emptying them of worldly stuff and having them be completely reliant and dependent upon him and happy about that.
You know, without a doubt. Well, those are the people that the Bible talks about that have experienced God. It's so intimate, it's so personal that, consequentially, they're able to do mighty works. Not that necessarily, it's an observation of what's happened post-trauma, post this brokenness, because you know that God was faithful in that brokenness, right?
Absolutely, and it's not until you experience that kind of brokenness that God can trust you with certain types of assignments for the kingdom. Yeah. And so it's interesting. We find in our research that so many Christians are sad about the fact they feel that they're not making a difference in their life. First of all, I mean, the key thing is that you've got to understand, what did God call you to do? And are you simply being obedient to that calling? He didn't call you to save the world. He didn't call you to do a lot of things. That's the whole idea of the church. Each of us has a unique but complementary assignment for God's purposes.
Well, and you bring up an excellent point here, George, and that is finding your purpose, finding your puzzle piece position that complements your neighbor, the person next to you in the pew or maybe down the way, that together you bring a dimension to the faith that builds you up, builds others, and becomes quite attractive, doesn't it?
It really does. And I think over the course of time, as you begin to experience these things over and over again, reinforcement, a key part of education, you begin to see them for what they are. And that's how wisdom develops, is with greater experience and greater insight, because you're willing to reflect on, why does this keep happening to me? Or why don't I get those opportunities? Or whatever it may be that God's putting you through, there's a purpose for that. And so to understand that in light of who God made you to be, how he gifted you and skilled you and prepared you, what he's called you to do and to be, all of that kind of fits together. And I think that's why, I don't know about you, Bill, but personally, I've always enjoyed being with older Christians, because I could talk to them about their journey and learn from how they learned.
Yeah, I love to be at their feet as well, because I look for those golden nuggets, right? you go for. George Barna has been with us. Great stuff. Great research work here. George, how can people be encouraged and stay connected with you at American Culture and Faith?
The website is culturefaith.com, and we have a weekly newsletter that's put up there every Wednesday and a lot of other research and reports that they can check out.
Well, and this will help you, ladies and gentlemen, to realize that you're not alone. We're all going through the journey together, and we're at various parts and parcel to that journey that we're on together. So be encouraged. George Barna, Executive Director of the American Culture and Faith Institute. George, as always, good to have you with us. Thank you.
Thanks.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.